We hear the word of God from Romans chapter 11, or chapter 13. We read verses 11 and 12. And do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Romans 13 is often known as the chapter that tells Christians to obey the government. The first verse of the chapter says, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God." Paul was writing this at the time of the Roman Empire, which became more and more corrupt over time. Obeying the government really has to do with the fourth commandment. Paul then goes on to list several of the other of the Ten Commandments, and he summarizes them before and afterwards with these statements: "Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. And love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law." This is the context when Paul writes in our text, "Do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep." This week, a new church year begins. It's Advent, the season to prepare to commemorate our Lord's coming to earth as the child of Bethlehem. And Paul tells us, do this, keep the Ten Commandments, love your neighbor as yourself. Is this just a Christian's New Year's resolution that can quickly be forgotten when we get back to the routine of our life? Too easily it can become that. We can think, oh, everybody knows the Ten Commandments. We don't need to talk about that. But even we good Christians try to justify our sinful thoughts and deeds with a hasty glossing over of the commandments. My sins aren't as bad as those unbelievers. No, they are worse, because we know better. We know the price God paid to redeem us, to buy us back from slavery to sin. We know that God died for us. But still we continue in greed, envy, hatred, jealousy, lust, covetousness, blasphemy, and idolatry. So Paul says, wake up. Now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Do this, keep the Ten Commandments. And we try, and we strive, and we struggle, and we should never give up. But we do come to realize that we cannot keep the commandments. We are sinful, weak, lazy, corrupt, and fail every day. But instead of giving up, instead of declaring God's commandments too unfair or outdated, instead of relegating them to broken New Year's resolutions, we hear what else Paul says: wake up, put on the armor of light. We cannot keep the commandments, but Christ Jesus, the Son of God and our human brother, has kept them all perfectly in our place, not offending in one point. We wrap ourselves in Jesus. We wrap ourselves in his perfect robe of righteousness that shines as bright as the sun. For us, that is the armor of light that defeats the darkness of the devil and our own corruption. That blessed truth urges and motivates us to strive even more to keep the commandments, because Jesus paid such a high price to save us, because it is a way for us to thank Jesus for his amazing gift, because it is a way for others to see God's love reflected in our actions. In chapter 12, Paul had said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Now in chapter 13, he says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. Sometimes we get angry that so much of our money is wasted in government. But we should still support our government and work to make it better. Jesus paid his taxes and simply said, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. Jesus, wash me of my selfishness. Help me to be a good citizen. Wrap me in your kindness and your holiness. Love your neighbor as yourself, Paul says. Jesus healed the sick and the blind, fed the hungry, helped and comforted the poor. But I find myself being hateful, jealous, greedy, and covetousness. Jesus, turn my heart from corruption and fill me with your love. Let others see my actions of love as thanksgiving to you for your love to us. Wrap us in your kindness. Out of sleep, awake. Jesus was vigilant and watchful. He was still Lord of the universe even when the disciples thought they would die in that storm at sea. Jesus was sleeping, but he was still in control. To ease their fears, he calmed the storm, and the winds obeyed him. I become weary and tired of the daily routine. I get tired of this corrupt world. Jesus, keep me ever watchful, that I may look for your return with joy and enter into eternal rest through your precious blood. Wrap me in your watchfulness. Fill me with your spirit and your word. Clothe me in the armor of your light, that I may be awake and watchful when you return. Jesus came as the baby in the manger to keep the law for us and to pay for our sins. Jesus comes to us every day in his holy word and sacraments to give us faith and forgiveness unto eternal life. Jesus will come once again to take us to our heavenly home, for our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. With joy and longing and hope, we light the Advent candles and await our Lord's return to give us the eternal light of holiness and peace, when we will no longer fight the darkness, but will live in his eternal peace and joy. Do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. In our prayers this morning, we include a prayer for Brenda Urban, the aunt of Sarah Urban, who recently suffered a brain aneurysm. Let us rise and pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we approach your throne of grace on behalf of Brenda Urban. Grant wisdom and ability to those who now provide her with medical care. If it is your will, bring her safely through this ordeal and restore her once again to full health. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, so that by his coming we may worship you with pure minds. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.